Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In Tyre and Sidon, a Canaanite woman came to Jesus. She wasn't there for herself, but for her daughter. Her daughter was oppressed by a demon, a devilish problem that wouldn't go away. And neither would she. Amber alert. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, be with whoever needs help at this hour. Bless and be with them, we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This Canaanite woman's daughter was oppressed by a demon, so she came to Jesus and she wouldn't go away. She kept crying out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David," for her daughter's sake. She cried, "Please, please, 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 please." And about this, Jesus was silent. He didn't say a word. And his disciples were getting annoyed. "Send her away, please. She's crying out after us." For some reason, the disciples had mistaken Jesus for a celebrity that must be guarded and defended from beggars. Or maybe it was the fact that she was a Canaanite woman, that ancient Old Testament people who were famous enemies of Israel with a vengeance, famous for idol worship. Or maybe it was just the fact that she was annoying. Or maybe it was all of the above. One thing is clear, every time the disciples try and send away the unwelcome, that's when Jesus begins his welcoming work. One time the disciples tried to send away some children. I'll get the children out of here. It's just Jesus' adult time. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them." Or just recently we heard in Matthew 14, a couple weeks ago, there was a number of crowds of people, 5,000 plus women and children. And what did the disciples say? Remember? "Send them away. It's a desolate place. It's getting late. They need to go buy some food for themselves." And remember how that ended, don't you? No one had to go home hungry. Apparently, the disciples hadn't yet learned their lesson at all. And Jesus ignored their "send them away" advice again. The lesson? Don't send away people from Jesus. But if Jesus isn't answering, wait. Patience is a virtue. God answers everyone. It's the timing and the testing that trip people up. Sometimes God tests you by saying no or by saying nothing, to see what you believe, to see what you cling to when things aren't going your way, to see if you have an anchor for the soul, to see if you prefer instant pleasures or eternal answers. Sometimes God's no or God's silence is a test, and there's no voice from a cell phone saying, "Amber Alert," or, "This is a test. This is only a test." Panic, despair, disbelief, or steadfast faith? Which will it be? The book of Hebrews says, "Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." The quality of your faith is revealed when the author of faith says no, not yet, or nothing. Just remember that for the faithful, behind all the no's from God, there is a yes waiting in the background. It takes faith and hope to believe that. Being a new dog owner, Ollie, our dog, is only 7 months old. I'm impressed by his personality, and namely that of his persistence. You see, I can hold a piece of banana in my hand, and I can say, no. And Ollie knows what no means. But rather than Saul can go away, he plants his rear end down, pulls his ears back, and wags his tail a little harder and excitedly, and waits. He reasons in his puppy mind, you may be saying no, but I see a yes in my future, because I know you love me. Some things are worth the wait. Many things are better, in fact, if you had to wait first. Or as the proverb says, good things come to those who wait. How well do you know and trust the one who is saying no or nothing? Jesus finally broke his silence and said to the Canaanite woman, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It seemed his ministry was limited to a certain number of the Hebrew nation whom he called lost sheep. To get help, this woman was going to have to change her identity, which seemed impossible, or she could beg for an exception, which she did. Lord, help me, she tried. Jesus had to highlight once again the identity crisis. He changed the metaphors, but he stuck to his principles. It's not right to take the children's bread and feed it to the dogs. That's true. If in my house we fed the dog and not the children, the Department of Health and Human Services would come and take the children away. Make no bones about it. If old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard, her children better have been fed first, or it would have been just her and the doggie from then on out. The Canaanite woman was like my dog, Ollie, staring at a piece of banana and hearing me say no. Yet she believed, I see a yes in my future. All the evidence was to the contrary. But she believed in food, in help from Jesus for her daughter. She believed Jesus had a yes behind the silence and behind the two no's. I suppose she was putting words in Jesus' mouth when she said, yes, Lord. I says, yes, you're going to say yes. Yes, Lord. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Now she was confessing that Jesus was her master. Even if I don't belong to your kingdom or your species, somehow I ended up in your house. This house appears to be one of mercy and grace for more than just the children. If it wasn't meant for me, here I am on bended knee. A crumb from your table is all I plead. Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. What will you do the next time you hear God say no or nothing to you? Panic? Despair? Disbelief? Or steadfast faith? Behind every no or silence from God is a yes from God for his faithful children and even for the not yet children of God. God only had to say no to Jesus. When Jesus asked, Father, if it be possible, remove this cup from me, but not my will, yours be done. Because Jesus suffered under the wrath of God's no on Good Friday, enduring the cross and shame and death in your place, and rising again victorious for you, therefore God says yes to you in all things you desire. But until the final day, a little dab will do you. a little crumb from your master's table is worthy of waiting for, of staying put for at Jesus' feet, putting your rear end on the ground and putting your ears back and wagging your proverbial tail and saying, I see a yes coming because I know how much you love me. Yes, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. I'll wait right here. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.